Thank you, Chair, and also a very warm welcome from my side. It's good to have you here, also in person, and to discuss. I will take up the issue of urgent actions. In the Convention, in Article 30, it provides the committee with a very advanced mechanism of urgent action regarding cases of alleged and forced disappearances. And our committee has over the years gained rich experience in following the specific form of comprehensive search and investigations. Now, in your reply to the list of issues, you state that the Kingdom of Cambodia does not have any specific formal mechanism for addressing urgent actions transmitted by the committee. You further state that the General Commissioner of the National Police or the Royal Gendarmerie of Cambodia can be tasked with searching for disappeared persons, and legal action, such as inquiry and search, can be based on the Code of Criminal Procedure. Now, could you please describe how you develop immediately after you receive an urgent action request from the said committee a comprehensive action plan and a timeline for the exhaustive search and for the exhaustive and impartial investigation of alleged and forced disappearances, which takes into account all the available information, including the context in which the disappearance took place, in compliance with its conventional obligations under Article 2, 12, and 24 of the Convention? And how do you ensure that this strategy is evaluated periodically and complies with the requirements of due diligence at all stages of the search process, including the launch and conduct of the search on the authorities' own initiative? How do you guarantee the professional competence and independence of all the staff participating in the search, in compliance with Principle 6, 7, and 8 of the Guiding Principles for the Search for Disappeared Persons? How do you ensure that the strategy adopted determines the activities to be performed in an integrated, efficient, and coordinated fashion, and that its implementation relies on all necessary and appropriate means and procedures to locate the alleged disappeared person and investigate the alleged enforced disappearance, in compliance with Principle 10, 11, and 12 of the Guiding Principles for the Search of Disappeared Persons? And how do you provide the committee with updated information as to the measures taken to implement each of these recommendations, and about the result of these recommendations, and about